The latest capital budget compromise cuts more than $45 million worth of Southeast Alaska school maintenance projects. Damaged roofs, rotting walls, electrical upgrades, and numerous other repairs will have to wait unless they're restored. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Lauren Birch is worried about the sprinkler system at the Thorne Bay School.
Sooner or later, you have a catastrophic failure where, you know, you're flooding out parts of your school.
The small school on eastern Prince of Wales Island has already seen breakdowns that damaged classrooms, and he expects it to get worse.
The gym in particular is troublesome because you've got a wood floor, and you know that can't come out very well. You know, if they get much water on them, you're replacing the whole floor.
Birch is superintendent of the Southeast Island School District, which includes 8 small schools on Prince of Wales and Baranoff Islands. He's worried that $670,000 for a new Thorne Bay sprinkler system has been cut out of the latest version of the Senate's capital budget. It also removed $4.5 million in roof, lighting, fuel storage, and other repairs in his district. Eugene Avey is also worried. His concern is with Metlakatla's elementary school.
We have a roof that is leaking and siding material that is rotting away, and it's just a tired building, and it's needing an update and upgrade.
Avey is superintendent of Southern Southeast's Annette Island School District. The capital budget had about $10.25 million to renovate the elementary school, and now it doesn't. The reductions in the capital budget total about $200 million statewide. It's from a list of major maintenance projects that Senate budget writers hope to clear up. Close to $75 million remains, but it will fund far fewer repairs. The total dropped as part of a compromise with House leaders who say the budget is too large. Some projects could be put back in. The funding requires a local match, which depends on community size and local government structure. Small rural communities outside boroughs pay only 2%. Cities that can bond for a share of the cost contribute up to 35%. There's also a separate program where districts sell bonds to cover 30% of eligible projects, and the state chips in the rest. The capital city often uses that mechanism. Its senator, Dennis Egan, says that lessens the impacts of the capital budget cuts.
It doesn't make a lot of difference to Juneau right now, but it does make a lot of difference to other school districts that don't have the capacity to bond.
Smaller districts pay for some repairs on their own, but Southeast Island Superintendent Lauren Birch says tight funding often means it's on an emergency basis.
Basically, you're choosing between a teacher and, fixing a roof. And it's always a very difficult thing. And when we try to put that into the kids, we're always going to come up short on the repairs.
The Senate capital budget preserves some education projects. That includes major construction projects in western villages. In Southeast, there's money to expand a dormitory at the University of Alaska's Juneau campus. The now $2.68 billion spending plan also continues to fund a large number of energy projects, a sticking point with the House and the governor. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.